Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You, Y-O-U, or if you're using texting, the U. That's it. Just hit the U. Hello, 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen saying hello. It is a Wednesday, last Wednesday of April 2015. Molly Page to hear what I have to say, what Kenny has to say. She's here to listen. She's here to talk. She's here to learn. She's just like you. Hello.
Hello.
And this is Ken Kessler. Hello.
Hello.
Notice I didn't go into a great embellishment about you because you've been around a while and Molly hasn't, so we have to make her...
Embellish me.
Yes, comfortable. So, let's see here. We have Baltimore. We have gay marriage. We have the Nepal earthquake. We have, actually, the girls rescued from Boko Haram. Maybe a good place to start. I want to have people understand what's going on. The hoo-ha about the mother in Baltimore, whose name is Toya Graham, and all of the video you've seen of her, I think that's worth a visit. But first, let's talk about what would be perceived by most people as good news. Boko Haram, for those of you who don't remember, another one of these groups that's out to terrorize certain parts of the world. A Muslim-based group in Somalia, I believe they're headquartered. They're trying to outgun everybody else. But they've traveled across Africa. Even though their roots are in Somalia, they've gone to Nepal. They've gone to Nigeria. And so you found that not the girls that had been captured last year, but apparently there have been many different capturings that have not been reported, Molly. Is that
this is
accurate?
What, sadly, they're most famous for. I hate to use the word famous, but they're known mostly for kidnappings. And they will go into villages and kidnap women, boys, and they'll never be seen from, heard from, or seen again. And in 2014, they abducted about 300 girls from a school. Those are not these girls. At original reports, they thought they were, but it just shows how many people have been abducted, and the Nigerian army is now reporting they've rescued 200 girls, 93 women from a Boko Haram camp. At least three major terrorist camps were reportedly destroyed, and they said, no, it's not the missing Chibok schoolgirls. They thought that Reuters had reported they'd talked to a spokesperson for the army and said it's not the same girls. But good news that they got them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So in Baltimore, tragedy on top of tragedy, the unpeeling, it's like an onion, peeling back the layers of the onion to see what really goes on in Baltimore. And when you look at it, it's a pretty seedy place. It's a pretty awful place, a place that people who live there ought to be ashamed of when it comes to the taxes they pay and how they get used, the crumbling infrastructure, horrible public services, including schools. And so maybe that'll all get cleaned up and the mayor will get defeated so that somebody who knows what they're doing gets in it. Although, didn't she do, how long has she been mayor? Anybody know? Kenny, Molly? How long has this woman been the mayor of Baltimore? That's not all. This is not all her fault, but not great leadership. And Baltimore doesn't inspire great leadership because it's not a great American city. But I don't know how long that woman's been there. I never heard of her before this, other than the rumblings that she was going to try to run to replace Mikulski as the senator. She's done with that now after the faux pas that she's pulled.
She was sworn in February 4th, 2010.
So she would have run again, it would seem. Then they have four-year terms.
November 2011, she was elected to her first full term as mayor. She received 87% of the votes.
Really? Wonder how many she'd get now, not being there.
I think it's dipped a little bit, because so many people think that she kind of gave permission for the riots.
Yeah. Well, she kind of is not I don't know if smart's the right word, but you get in, when you're in a political situation, mayor of a big American city is a big political job, and you're going to be under the looking glass. And if you're not able, it's almost impossible to fill the shoes that are necessary for any one of these big political slash administrative jobs, because most of the people who get elected are politicians. They're not administrators. The mayor of X city in, never mind Baltimore, I can bring you to Worcester, Massachusetts, an incompetent nincompoop. And, you know, once in a while you find good mayors. There was a good mayor in Boston for a long time. He died. Now there's a new mayor. He's pretty good. I wasn't a New Yorker, but New York had a good mayor for, 12 years, and now they've got a boob as mayor. I don't think there's ever been a good mayor of Washington. Well, no, maybe that's not true. I should check that out with Richie. Meanwhile, all ears are on this mother, Toya Graham, who couldn't believe, she said, her son was part of the crowd clashing with police.
I could see the objects being thrown at the police, and I was like in awe, like, oh my God, you know, this is really happening right here with me. And lo and behold, I turn around and I look in this crowd, and my son is actually coming across the street with this hoodie on and a mask. At that point, I just lost it. And he gave me eye contact. And at that point, not even thinking about cameras or anything like that. That's my only son. And at the end of the day, I don't want him to be a Freddie Gray. But to stand up there and vandalize police officers, that's not justice. That's not what, you know, I'm a single mom. You know, I have 6 children. And I just choose not to live like that no more. And I don't want that for him.
Yeah, good for you. She being touted as a good mother. Why her more than anybody else? Because she was visible. And she let him have it.
Yeah.
So that's appropriate, I think. And not that she ought to be made out to be some kind of heroine, but, you know, she was doing what instinct suggested was appropriate for a mother.
She was proactive.
Yeah.
She went down there and got her cub.
And whacked him around. And so, you know what's going to happen? Some creep from some child protective services is going to see that, and they're going to go after her. Watch. You wait and see. You're beating up on your kid.
Oh, there are posts online. People saying, you know, oh, I wonder where he learned violence from.
Mm-hmm.
After watching the video, after watching her hit him. And you're right. Going to get that.
Yeah.
Some people never think a child should be hit.
Well, I don't think children should be hit, but that was, for whatever the reason, there seemed to be something that was appropriate about that. And I will tell you right up front, I never really spanked my children. I remember once getting into my daughter's face and having some, I don't think I ever was in my son's face, as he was too, I'm not going to even, I'm not going there.
Well, let's go there.
I know. Okay. What comes of that? I think a lot of people will think that was appropriate, frankly. If you think it wasn't or was, you're welcome to comment. 888-302-3684. The poll today at DougStephan.com. When things happen like what's going on in Baltimore, who do you go to for the most accurate news? That was yesterday's poll that ended up this morning. 28% said cable news channels. 23% of you who responded to DougStephan.com said network news. 23% of you also said the radio. 11% said some other source, 9% social media, and 6% said, huh, what's going on in Baltimore? So I was surprised. I thought social media would win. Mm.
Yeah, I did too.
Isn't that interesting? 15 past the hour on the Wednesday Good Day program.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Pro Flowers has all you need for Mother's Day. But hurry, time is running out. Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. That's proflowers.com, secret code 400.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
17 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Molly Page, Kenny Kessler. Time for a Doug Steffens history lesson. Or maybe not. The story, as a result of a study by a group of Washingtonians who run the National Assessment of Education, the results are not good. For example, about 25% of 8th graders show solid performance or knowledge of U.S. history and civics and geography in the National Report Card. Those are similar results to 4 years ago when the assessments were last administered. Students did better overall in history and civics than their peers in the 1990s when the tests were first given. You know how really bad this is in terms of how we operate as a democracy or a republic or whatever it is that we call ourselves? We're supposedly self-governing, and yet people don't know how the government works. That's what civics is. I remember in the eighth grade thinking civics was cool, learning how all of the governmental bureaucracies worked and understanding how elections were held.
You must have had a really good teacher then.
Well, we had civics classes. We had 5 days a week of history, English, math, geography, civics. There were six classes required every day in the eighth grade, and civics was one of them. We learned about government.
Why did they make it interesting for you? Because the teachers I had, honestly, when I was in Las Vegas, I was in eighth grade, and it was just horrible. I mean, you didn't know why you should care about it.
Well, you see, that's the problem. We have people who are teaching these classes or have taught them, not just right now, they don't understand how students learn.
Yeah.
Students learn, there's a certain amount. I taught school for 3.5 years. I taught English and speech in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And most of the time the kids had fun with me because I was an actor. Being a teacher requires you to act. And I had fun for the most part. I was younger. And it was something that was It was interesting. I love learning about the Supreme Court, for example, and learning not necessarily about their rulings, but it gave me an understanding as to how they worked and how important they were in the judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch. All those things are important to learn. A lot of people don't know it. 21 after.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hardly an appropriate way to celebrate the life of somebody who's died, listening to the Kingsmen and their big hit, Luai, Luai. But it happens that one of the people responsible for this song has gone the way of the wind, and he was only 71, Jack Eli. Some people pronounce it Ely. I think I remember Eli, but no matter, E-L-Y. He was a member of the Kingsmen. He is dead at the age of 71. He was the guy who did, that was his voice. And he, guess what he got paid, Kenny, for doing that?
Oh, I don't know.
$52.
Nice.
Yeah, no royalties?
Right? Yep. 1963, there weren't a lot of people worried about royalties or loyalties, wow. Probably. I think he was a Jamaican, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, this was a character and a half, and this song certainly was one of the... this was a number one song for a long time. I think it was like months, as I recall, in the 60s when it came out. So anyway, fellow who sings Luai Luai is gone. Also, a voice from the Partridge Family. You want to crank that up there, Kara?
I think I love you.
So, were you a Partridge Family fan, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
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 Sure was, yeah.
All right. So her name was Suzanne Crowe. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. 52. Played the youngest daughter, Tracy, on the Partridge Family. She lived in Nevada. She was 7 when the Partridge Family got started. Remember all the other people, Shirley Jones, for sure. She was the youngest of the 5 children, and she'd been a regular on Mulligan Stew. in the 70s. So what do we know about her? I keep saying we. What is known about her passing? Anything?
Nothing. They're not saying whatever happened, just that something, that she died suddenly.
That's too bad. All right, so two names in the on the obituary list today. Hooray for that, yes. Every day there's an obituary. You know that the two things that are read first by most people in the newspaper, obituaries number one and the horoscope number two. Look at the front page. Don't read. Look at the headlines. And quickly, let's go to the horoscope and see what's going to happen to me today. Right.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
See all
I
the things you're
new.
Learning from being on this program?
Isn't every it day.
Yes. All right, let's see what we can learn last night or this morning from last night's monologues, the jokes from Conan and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers.
Supreme Court is now hearing arguments on gay marriage. That's pretty historic. Interesting, true story. During Supreme Court arguments on same-sex marriage today, one of the conservative justices opposed it on the grounds that they didn't have gay marriage in ancient Greece. That's true, yeah. As a result, the Supreme Court has now banned electricity, sushi, and pants for men. Today, the Supreme Court arguments regarding gay marriage were interrupted by a man screaming, "You will burn in hell." After calming down, Justice Scalia said, "Sorry, haven't had my coffee yet."
Of course, it's what's going on in Baltimore right now. We just hope everyone stays safe, but it's not good. I saw that during the riots, countless businesses have been broken into and robbed. In fact, they say the only way to keep your business safe is to put a big Radio Shack sign in front. They won't go near it. They took all my answering machines. They ripped off and they went away with five headphone splitters. Very tough situation in Baltimore. So naturally, when the White House decided to post a video online yesterday, they posted this.
Today we're talking about a brand new state service of China, the Obama State China Service.
That's right. They're showing up a new White House China. The only problem the White House is solving right now is insomnia, I guess.
Hillary Clinton has temporarily changed her campaign logo to rainbow colors in support of marriage equality.
That's really nice.
Of course, her idea of marriage equality is that both of you should get to be president.
That's pretty clever. It is. That's true, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So that if that went here, then Molly, you and I, well, that's, we're not married, so we don't have to have radio equality here, right?
No. This is
Doug
Steffen Show.
Good Day program.
This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up is the bipartisan congressional agreement to have an input into the Iran nuclear deal. A win-win for Congress and the president.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Is the bipartisan congressional agreement to have an input into the Iran nuclear deal a win-win for Congress and the president?
Yeah, I think it's a win-win for the reasons you lay out. I mean, what's striking to me is that Congress has refused to consider the responsibility of war since World War II, but now it's making it more difficult to have a declaration of peace. But I think it's a win-win for both sides, and I do think that it's part of the ongoing tussle between the executive and the congressional branch that we see through history. But the Congress has certainly been derelict in matters of peace, and now it wants to obstruct what is a very valuable agreement.
I agree with that. I don't like it, but I agree with it. And it was crazy that the administration wanted to cut Congress out of this process. Major international agreement, and even Democrats felt that, or you wouldn't have had this deal. The administration was forced into it because its position on Capitol Hill, it almost eroded away completely. But we are in this strange situation where we're reversing the typical standard for congressional approval of such an agreement.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry, head of the National Review, and Katrina VandenHeuvel.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today,
for those of you who want to get a life, you've come to the right place because we all have a life here on the Good Day program. 33 after the hour as the sun comes up into your life. Molly Page is here to bring sunshine, lollipop, and roses. Kenny will bring a bright sort of a glitter and a gleam to his voice and to the discussion here. As a matter of fact, what do we have? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Just had a little.
You okay?
I'm going to be fine. Thank you very much. It's those raspberries. They're bigger all the time. Big raspberries, big blackberries, and I swallow them and almost go down whole.
No GMOs? They just get fat by themselves?
No GMOs. None of that stuff in my food. Okay, let's get the benefit of an overview of what's going on in the world from Molly and Kenny. In terms of Kenny's job, he's watching social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. So if I said to you, as I often do, what is the thing that attracts the most attention from our listeners in terms of them wanting to comment in social media, what do we have today?
The two big topics, what's going on in Baltimore and the Supreme Court in gay marriage.
Okay. So let's start with certain coverage of the hearings yesterday. Most of you know the Supreme Court had a discussion, 2.5 hours of testimony from various groups who are either in favor of or against gay marriage. And there are plenty of people listening right now who are in one or the other of those two camps.
I'm clearly in the camp that doesn't care gay camp people want to be married. You want to be married? Marry who you want to marry. Marry a goat. I don't care what you... If you're happy, have a good time. That doesn't seem to be thrilling to some people, including a group of so-called Christian leaders who say they will disobey if the Supreme Court legalizes gay marriage. So I'm trying to figure out what they're going to disobey.
Yeah.
This group of so-called prominent religious leaders. What does that mean? If you're a minister, you won't marry people who are gay. I suppose that may be. But you don't have to. Ministers don't have to marry anybody. Let's say that Molly and Kenny want to get married. And you go to the church, and the minister asks a bunch of questions about how you are, how you're getting along, and he finds out that Kenny's married. And says, well, wait a minute, you're married, Kenny. Well, Kenny says, no, I'm going to have a divorce. And Molly says, yeah, we are very much in love, we want to get married. And so they talk to the minister, and the minister looks into it a little bit more and finds out Kenny hasn't applied for a divorce at all. So he says, I'm not going to marry you two.
How did you know this happened?
Well, it's just, I'm psychic.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, maybe that's what they're talking about. The people who have signed on, this is as you can imagine, there's a certain amount of politicking going on with this. I laugh because I'm looking at some of the people who have pledged. This is the document is titled Pledge in Solidarity to Defend Marriage. We stand united together in defense of marriage. Make no mistake about our resolve. There are many things we can endure. Redefining marriage is so fundamental to the natural order and common good that this is the line we must draw, and we cannot and will not cross it. So let's see. Mike Huckabee signed this. Rick Santorum signed it. Jerry Johnson, Pastor John Hagee, Franklin Graham have signed. The only name that I really recognize that has any religious, I guess I remember Hagee from someplace. Franklin Graham took over for his father's evangelistic association. Let's see, who else? Excuse me. Any Catholics on this? A Catholic deacon named Keith Fournier. Anybody know who he is?
Never heard of him.
James Dobson, the family talk radio guy. I'm not surprised to see his name on that. All right, so there's a name. I'm being a little bit snide. Only because I have little or no respect for people who... And they could say the same for me, I suppose. I just have no... I just think you leave people alone. Let them do what they want to do. How's it hurting you? That's it. It's always my guideline. Anybody getting hurt? Nope. Fine. Then it's okay. Now, somebody's going to... I'm betting I'll get some email on that. What do you bet?
Well, what's legal with marriage and what is not has been updated throughout time. There was a time when a husband could commit his wife to an insane asylum just by signing a piece of paper. There was a time when...
Where is that? Give me that piece of paper.
too late. Oh, yeah, can't do it anymore.
That's true.
But, you know, there was a time when a husband could have his way with the wife whether she wanted to or not, and that was legal. Things have been updated on what, you know, a marriage encompasses. For many, many, many years. And so this might just be another step in that.
A marriage. But I'm not even talking about marriage anymore because I'll likely get tripped up on my words at some point in time. You never can tell. Anyway, the Diane Sawyer interview with Bruce Jenner and the ramifications of that, the continuing fallout from it. I was thinking about it last night. This is a guy who says he shared with us, in essence, that he had a lifelong struggle with his gender. And now he's is he asking for acceptance? Is this the same sort of thing as gay marriage? I'm going to do this and I don't really care whether you like it or you don't like it.
I don't think he's asking for acceptance. I think he's trying to share his story.
Yeah.
So others who are struggling
may
with
have this.
Yeah.
Right. So I went to bed asking myself whether or not we are learning something from this. Whether we're clearly learning something from what Bruce Jenner has presented us, as he's presented us with an issue. And what I thought about, because basically, this is what's going on with me. No, I'm not having a gender transition. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. But I'm going through a transition. Think about it. Kenny, you're going through a transition. Molly, you're going through a transition. We all are going through a transition all the time. This is one of the things as I'm transitioning. Say it again. There it is. Transitioning from the old me to what some people have described as the new me. Now, what does that mean? Everything that I do and that you do each day helps you to create your future. Does it not? Think about it. Molly, you've been here for a couple of weeks, and the fact that you're associated with this program now will have some play and sway into your future, whether the future is 60 seconds from now, 60 minutes from now, 60 days from now. Hopefully you're still going to be here. But your actions, that's just what goes on in your professional life. What right. you do in your personal lives, everything you do doesn't make any difference what it is. It adds to or leads to a transition.
And that's something, you know what, when you're younger, people don't tell you that as you age, you change.
Yeah.
So you think you really, you've got it down now. No. I like the color blue. Mm. I want to live here. I like this. And then a few years later, as you grow, as you age, you change. You transition.
Yeah.
Into something else.
I still like the color blue, but I don't want to live where I live anymore. I've lived here all my life. I don't want to live here anymore. I want to go somewhere else.
And you certainly couldn't have predicted that a few years ago, could you?
Yeah, I wouldn't have predicted it 6 months ago. Yeah. I thought I would stay here pretty much for the rest of my life. Nope. So, does that require me to be brave? In a psychological way, my security was built on living in a place where I've always lived. I've always known what goes on here. My umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham, so I was told. Well, now I'm stretching. Is it something, does it require bravery? I don't know. I don't know whether I'm feeling brave. I'm feeling like I need a transition in that and so many other ways as well. And I don't mind telling you my story. I don't mind that Bruce Jenner tells you his story. I think that it takes a certain amount of bravado, even if he's going to make a lot of money. It takes a certain amount of something to do what he did. And even if you discredit that, think about yourself and what you're going through every day. Some of you have more pain than others. Some of you are thinking more about it than others. But you're lifting the curtain on yourself with your actions every single day. You are. So, I'm sort of now dovetailing into the transition that I'm going through mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. This new exercise program. Man. Oof. But I will look different when I'm not done with it, but as I continue with it, I can feel how I will be different. Anybody who has been in a gym class lately, have you noticed what it is that motivates people? Why are some people's bodies responding better than others? There's a scientific study that's out this week. Unfortunately, they didn't study humans. They studied rats. But the study indicates that genetics are involved. So I could do, or the rats can do, I don't know. I haven't seen any rats in my gym, although they do call them gym rats. Maybe there's a reason.
Oh, they can do squats.
For that. Rats can do squats?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really?
That's bad. Oh, yeah.
You've seen?
I'm kidding.
Oh. Well, what happens at the gym that you go to? You have gym rats there?
I don't go to a gym. I do yoga.
Oh, you do.
And I do a lot of walking. I probably should go to the gym. I used to box. That was great exercise. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah. Good for your torso.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I just love what you learn in there. Like, yeah. I didn't know that a punch doesn't actually come from the fist. It comes from the way you turn your heel.
Really?
It goes all the way up through your hip.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, the last thing is your hand that's involved. But I didn't mean to interrupt your rat story.
No, it's okay. In this study, rats with a particular set of genes responded robustly to exercise, becoming much more fit after a few weeks of running and certain exercises, while rats born with other genes gained little cardiovascular benefit or strength from the same exercise program. So isn't that pretty much the same? There are genetic modifications that, I'm not saying you modify your body, but let's say people are taking various supplements. If they don't have the natural ability to get bigger and or stronger, now what we're selling them are supplements so that you can be bigger and or stronger. And some of that stuff was fed to the rats, and some of the rats responded, and some of the rats didn't respond. So this study was published a week or so ago. 95 older, overweight men and women began 5 months of endurance and weight training. By the end of that time, the volunteers were on average 8% stronger or more aerobically fit. 13% of those in the endurance group had lost aerobic capacity. 30% of those in the strength training group were weaker. And this is all because of the genetic makeup. And if they were given things to change, not their genetic makeup, but what they have, testosterone or what is it, DHEA, human growth hormone, that kind of stuff, then it changed their ability to respond to the exercise. So I just, what I always find interesting is when rats are used in some of these studies and then they fall back on the results as far as the humans say, but the first thing they mention, what happened to the rats? So, there you go.
I love this study because once again, it just shows there's only so much in your control. Right. And you have to love yourself no matter what, and some of it is just, you know, genetics.
Yeah, it is.
You do the best you can.
With what you got.
Yep.
13 before the hour. Ladies and gentle people, good news for those of you who want to take advantage of the opportunity to show off your body in the warmer weather. And when I say your body, your head is part of your body. You knew that, right? A lot of people say, look at my body. Hey, if I'm looking at your body, I'm going to look at your head. Goes on your body. And if your hair is thinning and you don't like the fact that you, maybe your body's looking pretty good, but your hair isn't, you want a thicker, fuller head of hair, you want your hair back, call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment that is shown to work on the main causes of you losing your hair. This is not about male pattern baldness. This is about people who use cheap shampoos and plug up their pores. So, in essence, what Provia does is cleanse the pores so that the what's underneath your scalp, the follicles of hair, can grow. And then when they come in, use Provia to thicken your hair. So it looks like you got a lot of hair, and you'll be better for it all the way around. Feel better when you look better. 800-525-8319. Order it now. Mention Doug Steffen. They'll ship it to you really quickly. Provia for thicker, better, healthier hair. 800-525-8319.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program is Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbins on Good Day from Men's Health Magazine. We're going to try to figure out how this IRS watchdog recovered all this missing Lois Lerner email material. And then we're going to talk about Best Buy accepting Apple Pay. Other items of interest, technologically speaking, up next here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Right now,
pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Greg Stebbin here on Tech Talk Time in Good Day. The Treasury's Inspector General has said they have recovered thousands of Lois Lerner's email. How could that be, Greg?
Well, okay, are you sitting down for my response to that?
I am sitting. To everybody, stop what you're doing, pull the cars over to the side of the road, and listen.
They went to Hillary Clinton for advice. What did Hillary say? She said, I didn't think I had to save all those emails because I sent them to all these other people. Mm-hmm. So there were copies right there, and my guess is that's what they found, is copies of emails that she sent to other people.
Yeah, so this, you know, being facetious, they actually, do we know, is this guy, the Inspector General, looking to see whether she had other email accounts?
Well, that I don't, and that is also a possibility, too, but I think the real point here that's so important to remember for us, because most of us are not going to be the middle of government investigations, is that when you send an email, or really connect, create anything digitally, the odds of you being able to make it 100% go away is almost zero. There's going to be a copy of everything you do on a computer somewhere. You can take that computer out and shoot it, burn it, run over it, but you know what? If you created it in today's digital world, somebody somewhere probably has a copy, and if they want to find it, they will.
They'll find it. Gonna find it. Remember that? Dunk, dunk. That's old song. They're gonna find it. Never mind. The situation with...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Best Buy and Discover have signed up with Apple Pay. Best Buy planning to begin using Apple Pay, what, by the end of the year? Is that right?
Well, there's two phases here. So Best Buy is now accepting Apple Pay within the Best Buy app on an iPhone or an iPad, I guess probably on the watch as well.
Right.
By the end of this year, they will also be accepting it in all stores, all Best Buy stores. This is significant because Apple Pay has a significant competitor called Currency that was created by a bunch of retailers, including Walmart. Walmart obviously has a ton of clout.
Yeah.
And they, it's completely understandable why the retailers would want to create their own payment system, because they can save gazillions of dollars on credit card fees.
3%, yep.
Yeah. Yes. So the rules behind Currency, even though it has not been ruled out yet, is that you must use it exclusively or you cannot use it at all. So
what does that mean? Use it exclusively? What do you mean? Use it exclusively?
Well, in other words, if I'm a retailer, if I'm Doug Steffen's store and I use Currency, I cannot also use another payment form like Apple Pay.
Why?
You're going to, because those are the
rules. That's like saying if we take MasterCard, we're not going to take Visa.
No. Only digital payments like Apple Pay.
You know what I'm saying, in a sense. All right.
Yes.
So what's the next thing here? Smart wallets? Are we going to have people who just hold their wallet up to something and they'll be able
to
pay?
That's your phone. Your phone is your smart wallet.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, it can be if you choose to use it that way, and there's enough places for you to use it. And, you know, there are some real benefits to this, and I think people overlook it, and that is that you'll lose your wallet and forget and not realize you lost it a lot faster than you'll lose your phone.
Got it.
So this may actually be a good security feature for
Greg.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.